Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah continues discussing the rights and privileges of a king. Umotzi lemelchemes harishus al pi beis nishal shiva me'echad. That a king is only allowed to go to war if it's a voluntary war where the Jewish people are not threatened. It's just to expand the kingdom. That he can only do by the say-so of a court of 71, by the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Beis HaMikdash. Uporetz lasos lo derech. Also a king, if he needs to go on a certain road, he's able to break down the fence in order to make a road for himself. Ve'ein memachin biyado, and nobody can protest against him. And derech hamelech ein lo shir, also the way of the king, if he needs to go through as an entourage, etc., he can go and make his derech, his road, through somebody else's property, whatever size he needs. Now, in a war, and people are taking the booty from the war, the nation should place the booty in front of him. And he gets the first choice. Now, moving on to the wives of a king, it says in the Torah regarding a king, lo yarba lo nashim, he shouldn't have too many wives. Ella shmona esrei. The first opinion here in the Mishnah is that he shouldn't have too many wives. What's considered too many? 18 would be considered too many. That's learned out from a pasuk by David HaMelech. He had 6 wives, and the Torah said, and the Navi tells him that he could have like this and like this, indicating he could have another 6 and another 6. But in any case, that's the Tanakhama's opinion, the 18. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mar Behulo, that he is allowed to have many wives, even beyond 18. Ublavad shelo yumasiro saslibo, as long as they do not cause his heart to go astray, as long as they aren't wicked women, as long as they are righteous women, it's permissible. And the reason Rabbi Yehuda is of that opinion is because the Torah, when it says lo yabal anoshim, it says v'lo yasu levavo, that they should not take his heart astray. And therefore, if they're tzidkanios, if they're righteous women, there's no concern of that. Therefore, he says, women like that, you can have as many as you want. Just can't have too many if they're not necessarily righteous. So maybe women that he married for political purposes, etc. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon though says, afilu achas umesiras libo hareza lo yisa'ena. He says that even if there's just one wife, but she's the type of woman who will lead his heart astray, he cannot marry her. The reason for Rabbi Shimon's position is that Rabbi Shimon has a rule throughout the Torah that he derives the rationale for the mitzvos, the tamei ha-mitzvos, and therefore we would have figured out that you're not supposed to have so many wives because they would leave your heart astray if they're not good women. Therefore, why does it need to say the reason? Normally we can figure out the reason ourselves. Why does the Torah state the reason that they shouldn't lead your heart astray? In order to inform us that leading the heart astray is a separate idea from not having too many wives. It's the idea that you shouldn't have even one wife and lead us astray. But then the question becomes, as the Mishnah now asks, Im Kain, if that's so, Lama Nemar V'loyar B'lonoshim. So what's the point of saying not to have too many wives? That means Afilu Ka'Avigail. Even like Avigail, the wife of David, who was a great tzedekah, a great righteous woman, even somebody like Avigail, you shouldn't have too many. So you can't have even, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't have even one wife who would lead you astray. And even if she's a righteous woman, you can't have too many wives, not more than 18, like the Tanakhama. The Mishnah continues quoting the Torah's prohibitions for a king. It says, "Lo yarba lo susim," he shouldn't have too many horses. What's considered too many? Ela kedei merkavto, enough for his merkava, enough to have his entourage. That's also what he would need in order to have his cavalry for military purposes. Also, the Torah continues and says about the king, v'chesef v'zahav lo yarbalo ma'od, he shouldn't have too much gold and silver. Elo, how much should he have? Kedei liten aspanya, enough to supply for the armed forces. Kosev lo sefer Torah l'shmo, as the Torah says, he should write a sefer Torah. He writes a sefer Torah that's specifically for him, even if he inherited a sefer Torah, and every Jew is supposed to have a sefer Torah, the mitzvah in the Torah to have a sefer Torah. So even if he has one previously, he has to have a specific one written for him. And that one, Yotzei l'melchama, he goes out to war, Motzia imo, he brings it with him. Nichnas, when he comes in from the war, Machnisa Imo, he brings it with him. Yoshev Vadin, when he sits in judgment over people, he Imo, that Torah is with him. Mesev, and when he reclines to eat, he connects it with sitting opposite him. He doesn't hold on to it at that point while he's eating, but he puts it on the shelf next to him. Shenemar, as the Torah says about this Sefer Torah that the king is supposed to have, V'haisa Imo V'karavo Kol Yemei Chayav, that he should be with him, and he should read it all the days of his life.